We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, neighbor. I'm so thankful you're listening. You know, I've been enjoying 1 John. I know the book, good night. I've read it so many times. I know what it's going to say, the next verse. But I'm telling you, it comes alive to me. I hope the scripture's alive in your life. And if not, read it out loud. It might help you. Just read it out loud and let God speak to your heart. Well, we have a great, great broadcast planned today, and I'm glad you're listening. We have the Blessed Hope Quartet boys from here. They're singing Just a Little While. Just to think, soon, we're going to go see the King of Kings. Perhaps today, the trump will sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet him in the clouds. Just a little while, boys, you sing for us. We'll sing along with you, perhaps. Go ahead.
Take our heavenly journey, be at home again with friends. Heaven's gates are standing open, waiting for our entrance there. Some sweet day we're going over, all the beauties there to share. Just a little while to stay here, just a little while to wait. Just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight.
That's always straight and narrow.
Just a little more of trouble in this slow and sinful state. Then we'll enter heaven's portals, sweeping through the pearly gates.
Soon we'll see the new day will begin.
Soon we'll hear the Father calling, come my children, enter in. Then we'll hear a choir of angels singing out the victory song. All our troubles will be ended, and we'll live with heaven's throne. Just a little while to stay, just a little while to wait, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight.
That's always straight and narrow.
Just a little more of trouble in this slow and sinful state. Then we'll enter heaven's portals, sweeping through the pearly gates.
Ah, that's a good song. Just a little while. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King of Kings. Well, we're in our Bibles today. We're in 1 John chapter 3. And I'm going to pick it up with a verse that sometimes we look past this verse, but I'll tell you, it just really got a hold of my heart. I hope it'll get a hold of your heart as well. 1 John chapter 3, we'll look at this verse momentarily. Don't forget, tonight is Wednesday. Let's be in church tonight. Be right on time. And let God speak to your heart through his word. And I hope that now, some of you have church on Thursday, I know, but either tonight or tomorrow night, let's get to church and let's go. And you know, it's got to be very hard for you. You're coming right from work, you're tired, you've worked all day, but we don't have long, lengthy services, but they're always such a blessing. Alvin Martinez, come on in here, will you? Thank you. No need to doubt him now. Looking back through the years, the heartaches, the tears, there's just no need to doubt him. You can always put your trust and your faith in Jesus Christ. No need to doubt him now. Go ahead, brother.
Looking back through the years, the heartaches and tears, my Lord has never once let me I don't understand. Still, I trust in his plan, for he said that his grace will abound. No need to doubt him now. He'll make a way somehow, safely this far. Jesus has brought me. No need to doubt him now. Child of God, have no fear, though your path seems unclear. Someday God's plan will unfold. He has never, never failed. He will always prevail. For the Lord, he's still in.
Alvin Martinez, he's the real deal. He's a great soul winner. He's great with people. He works people all day long, all day. And I thank God for him. Well, we're in 1 John chapter 3. And I tell you what, I've passed this verse up so many times. You know, I know, behold, what manner of love not the world, if we confess our sins. We know all those. But here's a verse that perhaps maybe like me, I've just sort of passed it up. Verse number 5, and ye know that he was manifest. Okay, let's stop. Manifest is to be publicly made aware of. We know that he was publicly made aware of. Here it is. Underline this. I love this. To take away our sins. To take away our sins. How could he do that? Well, here. And in him was no sin. Jesus Christ came. He became flesh. He knew no sin. But he became sin for us, that we might through him be made righteous through Christ Jesus. to take away our sins. You know, when I was a boy, we would sing in elementary church, gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Well, they're gone. Now my soul is free and in my heart a song, buried in the deepest sea. Got down there. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally. Praise God. My sins are gone. How in the world could all the sins of Jack Treiber, his past, his present, his future, how could all my sins, oh my goodness, I'm not trying to make light of sin, but I just have so many sins. And God takes all my sins and they're removed as far as the east is from the west. I like it that he didn't say in the north from the south. You go all the way around from the east. You just keep heading east, and you're back where you started, but you're still heading east. You can't catch up with your sins. They're buried in the depths of the sea. Thank God for that. They're gone. They're vanished. And only a perfect Savior could do that. And it could have been a lamb. Oh, but a lamb is not a perfect sacrifice for sin. It could have been a goat, but a goat's not a perfect sacrifice for sin. But it could be the Son of God. And Jesus came to take away our sins. I'm so very grateful that our Lord loved me so much. Oh, how he loved me, how he set his love on me. He saw me as I was. Nothing good had I to offer. Not a thing had I to offer God. Well, I'm talented. No, I'm not talented. Well, I've got a good singing voice. No, I don't have a good singing voice. I have zero talent. But God looked at me and said, I love that boy. I love him. He's not really that smart. He's not really that talented. He's not really gifted. But I love him. I'm going to make a pastor out of him. That's a gift. A pastor is one of the nine gifts of the Spirit. And a pastor, God said, Jack, I'm going to make you. I battled that for so long because I'd get nervous and I'd stutter. I still do if I get all wound up on the broadcast. You hear me from time to time and I'll stutter. Or if I'm very tired, I'll stutter. And then I'd get red face and I'd sweat. I knew God. I went through Bible college knowing God called me, but I just would not surrender because God couldn't use someone like me. But God reached down and he said, Jack, I put in your heart the gift of being a pastor. You know, I love preaching, but I tell you what, I really love being a pastor. There's not something in the world, there's nothing better to do to pastor God's people. How did that happen? Well, God took away my sin. And when he removed my sin, he gave me the Holy Spirit and he gifted me with the gift of being a pastor. I'm so grateful. Aren't you grateful for the love of God? He loves you, child of God. He loves me as well. Our Father, what a wonderful day to serve thee. I thank you for this day, this Wednesday. Help us to live for thee. Bless the services worldwide tonight and those on Thursday night as well. God, may we hear from thee this evening is my prayer. For we ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, you have a great day. Live for God. Keep looking upward. God bless each of you.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.